Welcome. This is Lori Jones of Simple Serenity. This audio recording is called Yoga 2, or Standing Yoga. We'll begin this Hatha Yoga sequence with some standing postures. We will be emphasizing maintaining moment-to-moment awareness during this sequence and working in a non-judgmental mode, exploring our boundaries and our limits in a gentle yet focused way. Not trying to force the body into a certain shape, rather nourishing it with this special kind of attention, staying safe, not pushing the body in any way. Remembering to breathe deeply and with awareness as we go along, and as always with any yoga or mindful movement sequence, listening to your body and at any time taking a pause or a rest. Always modifying a pose or a guidance suggestion you hear to fit your limits at that moment. You'll notice pauses throughout this sequence where my voice will be silent, allowing for time to hold a pose and breathe into it, allowing time for the body to find its edge and remaining at this edge as it constantly shifts, breathing here during the pause as well as during the entire sequence. Let's begin by standing with both feet flat on the floor, the arms alongside the body, feet 2 or 3 inches apart. Mountain pose. And on an in-breath, stretching the arms up with the elbows straight and locking hold of the thumbs, stretching up as we complete this in-breath, keeping the feet firmly on the floor, continuing to breathe as we stretch. Feeling the stretch through the elbows and the armpits through the rib cage and up out of the pelvis, all along the body from head to toe, breathing with the stretch. And now, unlocking the thumbs and stretching the arms out to the sides as if pushing against each side wall, and then slowly lowering the arms, mindfully letting the arms come down until they are by your side, allowing the eyes to close, bringing attention to the belly and observing the flow of the breath. Noticing any sensations in the arms, any effects of having done this simple stretch. Taking another deep breath in, this time stretching only the right arm up as we do what's called picking grapes. Reaching for something just out of reach, continuing the breathing, possibly lifting the left heel at the same time and stretching up, up. On up, left arm down alongside the body, reaching, stretching, and then slowly lowering the right arm, and then raising only the left arm and the right heel with the breath. And again, picking these grapes that are just out of reach, feeling the stretch coming right out of the left leg, left hip stretching, reaching, breathing. And then slowly bringing them down. And now taking a deep breath in, stretching the arms up, this time just stretching. And then bending over to the right side, keeping the head between the arms and the hips above the ankles, only bending with the upper body. And breathing, stretching gently as you bend over the right hip, finding where to stop and breathing here. Exploring any sensations, any limits of the body in this particular bend. And on the next inhale, bringing the arms up and having them straight again. And now on an exhalation, reaching to the left and stretching. Keeping the arms parallel, stretching to the left side, bending over the left hip. keeping the hips centered and breathing. And when you're ready, coming back up and stretching one last time, breathing fully, and then slowly lowering the arms to the side as before. And once again, closing the eyes, centering in this standing posture. The shoulders are back and down. The face softens. The chin just slightly tucked. Mountain pose. Bringing the attention to the belly, to the core of the body, and to this breath. And now, raising the shoulders up to the ears as far as they'll go, allowing the arms to just hang the entire time and breathing. Stretching the shoulders up and now squeezing the shoulders together in front of the chest. And then just letting them drop, breathing with this. And then raising the shoulders up again and squeezing them together, this time behind the back. Moving toward touching the shoulder blades together, breathing. Rolling the shoulders back and then down and coming back to a standing with arms at the sides. Feeling the effects of these shoulder rolls. Any sensations in the neck, in the shoulder region. And now we'll do some very, very gentle neck rolls to learn the proper and safe way to bring ease to the neck region of the body. It is most important to use a gentle movement with these neck rolls. Learning and practicing the safe way to move the neck in this series or in any other mindful movement experiences involving this area of the body. So, carefully lowering the chin to the chest and then moving the head slowly so that the left ear begins coming down toward the left shoulder very, very gradually and gently. Breathing. And then bringing the head back up, taking another breath, and gently allowing the chin to come to the chest again, breathing with this, and very carefully allowing the head to ease toward the right ear, coming gently toward the right shoulder. And then coming back to center. And again, into mountain pose. We are omitting rolling the head toward the back as the danger of injury is too great. So standing, centering, grounding, the head is in a neutral position. Being in touch with the feet, making contact with the floor, feeling all parts of the feet, the balls of the feet, the heels, and all of the toes, firmly on the mat, letting the body be. In alignment, alert, poised, and balanced as you breathe. Now, let's work on balancing, and at the same time strengthening the muscles on each side of the body. Beginning by slowly letting the weight shift from both feet to the left foot, raising the arms up so that they are parallel to the floor, palms facing down, forming a T with the body. Raising the right leg up gently, as high as it wants to go, and staying here, breathing. Perhaps focusing on a spot on the wall that's not moving, and just holding, standing on the left leg. And allowing the right leg to move out to the side just a bit. The arms stretched out to the side, breathing, maintaining balance as best. And continuing to breathe deeply. And then slowly letting the leg come back to center and then down, and the arms come down at the same time, allowing the weight to gradually shift from the left foot to both feet again. And then on an in-breath, raising the arms up one more time into a T. And as you do, raising the left leg now, allowing all the weight to be supported by the right leg. And again, stretching out with the arms and raising the leg up as far as you can, and just holding here, balancing and breathing, focusing on a spot, remaining focused and balanced, perhaps raising the leg up just a little bit more, slightly higher, and stretching the arms out a bit more and breathing deeply into the belly, allowing the bent knee to open out to the side just a little bit. And then slowly bringing the bent leg back toward the front and down, and the arms come back down, coming back into standing, back into mountain pose, and breathing deeply. Shoulders come back and down. The face softens. Inhaling deeply and completely, and exhaling as well, fully and completely. And as the breath continues, let's now put our hands on our hips and gently turn just from the waist over the right shoulder, looking to the right as far as possible, keeping the hips forward, turning the head and the chest, the upper body, breathing with this, and then coming back to center with the breath, and then turning the upper body, looking over the left shoulder. Hips stay straight, deepening the twist a bit with the breath, and then coming back to center when you're ready. And keeping both hands on the hips, now turning from the ankles so that the whole body turns, except for the feet, to the right as far as possible. Breathing with this, and then slowly coming back through center and turning from the ankles all the way to the left now, and just breathing with it, aware of the body and any sensations you may be feeling. And then coming back to center and letting the hands drop at the sides once more. And now a forward bend, first bending the knees slightly, taking a deep breath in, and stretching the arms up over the head, parallel with the ears, and on the exhale, beginning to bend over slowly. Knees are soft, vertebrae by vertebrae, letting the head drop first, and then coming down, arms coming down alongside the body toward the floor, until your head is hanging. The arms are hanging too. The top of the head is coming toward the floor. Knees are soft And then just resting in this position, hanging only if this is safe for you, and breathing with the knees slightly bent, allowing the spine to lengthen. Every time you breathe in, feeling the actual in-breath expand the rib cage, stretching the back a little. And as you breathe out, surrendering to the pull of gravity, letting the muscles lengthen gently. Head is sinking a little bit deeper, a little bit further down, toward the knees, toward the floor. Everybody's different. So allowing your body to comfortably be folded over without any distress or any pushing. Slow, deep, diaphragmatic breathing. Relaxing the shoulders, allowing the neck to be long. And if you like, you may choose to stretch one arm out, the right arm, for example, until it's parallel to the floor, staying in forward fold. And just holding it there, breathing. And then letting it come back down. And stretching the left arm up and out until it's parallel to the floor. Breathing with this. Head remains loose and comfortable, and the neck is long. And then slowly letting this arm down. Breathing. And now beginning to come up very slowly with the lower part of the spine first, vertebrae by vertebrae. Straightening the hips, and then the central part of the back, then the upper back, and only then raising the head back up slowly, coming into a balanced standing position, and closing the eyes, simply focusing on the breath, feeling any sensations present from this forward bend. Being very aware of the breath, perhaps aware of the heart beating, and letting everything be. And now, stretching both arms out in front of you, the feet a few inches apart, and imagining you're about to sit down on a chair that's not there, an imaginary chair. So coming down toward a sitting position as best you can, with the thighs at a slight angle, not quite sitting, but almost, with the head and the back as straight as possible. Abdominal muscles are active, the core is strong. Slowly bending the knees just a bit more and sitting down as far as is safe for you, keeping the feet on the floor, the knees above the ankles, and breathing. Staying with the feeling of sitting here, noticing if there's some heat in the thigh muscles, seeing if it's possible to let the face be soft, the shoulders again come back and down while the arms are out. Noticing the strength that's required to maintain this pose, using your arms to balance and breathing. Dropping down a little bit lower if possible, continuing the breath. Perhaps raising the arms up alongside the ears, using the core muscles and taking another deep breath. Again, allowing the shoulders to be open, giving space to the neck. And now standing back up on an inhale, and on an exhale, letting the arms hang alongside the body. Perhaps shaking them out a little bit, taking a long deep breath in, and letting it out fully and completely. And now we'll be doing tree pose. This pose involves shifting weight to the left leg and foot, taking the right foot and drawing it up, placing it as high as possible on the inside of the left leg. For some, high up on the thigh. For others, a bit lower, possibly below the knee or even at the ankle of the left leg. And then balancing on the left leg, breathing and bringing the palms together in prayer position at the heart center. Simply breathing with this, picking a spot somewhere on the wall in front, or possibly looking down to the floor a few feet in front of you, and focusing the gaze on that spot. And then slowly stretching the arms up over the head as far as they'll go, perhaps clasping the fingers together, pushing and pressing the upper arms against your ears, breathing deeply, engaging the core muscles, and just balancing here. And of course, rebalancing at any time. And when you're ready, slowly unclasping the hands, letting the arms come down to the sides, stopping first in a horizontal position, bringing the right foot down alongside the left foot on the mat, slowly and with control. And now, allowing the weight to shift to the right foot, lifting the left foot and placing it alongside of the right leg, wherever it wants to go. Finding the spot that's right for you, your edge. Palms at the heart center, stabilizing and balancing. And now on an inhale, stretching the arms up over the head, engaging the core muscles for strength and balance. Clasping the hands once again and pressing the upper arms against the ears. Breathing and balancing. Stretching a bit more. Continuing the breath. And then unclasping the hands and slowly letting the arms come down until they're horizontal with the floor. And then slowly coming on down with the arms and with the foot, and then standing again on both feet. And allowing the eyes to close, and once again centering awareness in the belly, sensing the body as a whole, standing and breathing. And now, slowly transitioning to sitting down on the mat or on the floor to do some stretches from a sitting position. So sitting on your mat, if it's possible for you, bringing the soles of the feet together and lacing the fingers around the toes, and then slowly drawing the heels in toward the pelvis, sitting up as straight as possible, being careful to move the feet only to the point where your body is experiencing its edge, and then gently pressing the knees toward the floor, feeling the stretch on the inside of the thighs, and breathing. And now, sitting with the left leg stretched out in front of you on the mat, the right foot is against the inside of the left thigh. As far up toward the pelvis as it will go, sitting up straight and taking a deep breath in, stretching the arms up over your head and locking the thumbs together, gently breathing in as you stretch up, and then on the out breath, lowering the upper body, the head down between the arms with a straight spine as far as possible, and then when you reach your point of needing to fold over, folding over the left leg. Gently easing toward the leg with each exhalation, taking hold of the leg with the hands, and gently, with each out-breath, encouraging the forehead to come down a bit further toward the leg, toward the knee, between the arms, breathing. And when you're ready, taking a deep breath in, raising the arms, head and the chest so that you're sitting up once again, very slowly, breathing with each movement, inhaling deeply, and on an out breath, repeating again, coming forward and down. Breathing in, feeling the breath itself enhance the stretch, and on the out breath, gently coming down a little bit further, relaxing a bit more into the stretch itself. Feeling the muscles in the back of your body behind the knee, the hamstrings, the muscles in the leg, in the back of the leg, the back and the neck, lengthening, breathing into the stretch. And now on an in-breath, stretching the arms back up, the head between the arms, all the way up slowly, fingers and thumbs locked, continuing the breath, feeling your chest expand fully on each breath. And when you're ready, slowly letting the arms come down to the sides, breathing. And switching legs now so that the right leg is straight, bringing the left foot to the inside of the right thigh, and taking a deep breath in, stretching the arms up as before, locking the thumbs together, breathing with this. Feeling any places in the neck, in the back, in the shoulders that may be tight. Not overstretching at all, rather coming to your limit. Yet feeling a safe, gentle stretching. Inhaling. And on an out-breath, coming forward and down with the head between the arms, stretching over the right leg now. And again, taking hold of the leg with your hands. And on your next out-breath, allowing your head to come down a little bit more, encouraging the back to stretch slightly, up and out of the waist area as you sink into the posture. And when you're ready, inhaling deeply once again and coming gently forward with the arms, breathing. And then bringing them up as before, taking a few deep breaths in and out as you stretch the arms up over the head, sitting up straight. And once again, on an out breath, coming forward and down over the right leg. Breathing into this posture, directing the breath to any regions, the back of the leg, the spine, the shoulders. Experiencing any sensations at all from moment to moment. Breathing in and breathing out. And again, on an in-breath, coming forward over the right foot and reaching up, coming up to a sitting position, arms alongside the ears, continuing the breath. And then slowly bringing the arms down to the side of the body, breathing with this. And now sitting with both legs out, shaking them out just a bit while supporting the torso with the hands behind the back. Resting on the floor, shaking the legs out at the knees, flapping the feet back and forth a bit. And now lying back down on the mat, gently and slowly, in what we call corpse pose. Hands lying alongside the body, palms up, open toward the ceiling. Feet falling away from each other and breathing. Aware of the belly as it expands on the in-breath and deflates on the out-breath. Aware of the body as a whole, lying on the mat in stillness. Aware of any thoughts moving through the mind. Aware of sounds. Aware of sensations. Feelings in the body. Simply lying here in moment-to-moment awareness. And as our time ends, remembering what it means for you to practice in this kind of work, in this kind of way, giving yourself time and energy, giving yourself nourishment, helping to maintain and improve health, and making time on a regular basis to follow the routine on this recording, or to do the sequence without the recording as guidance, following your body gently and carefully. Feeling free to experiment with other postures you've learned. Introducing body awareness, this mindful movement experience for strengthening and stretching the body as part of your daily routine, even if only for 10 or 15 minutes, but on an ongoing basis. Observing your limits and dwelling there. Observing the changes as you grow and become stronger, more flexible, and more balanced in your practice. Once again, bringing awareness to the breath, inhaling deeply and completely, and exhaling fully, letting the breath come all the way out, the very end of the out breath, and inhaling in once again, continuing the breath, and feeling free to remain in corpse pose for as long as you wish, or to bring this practice to an end as you hear the bell twice.